Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell identified the Saudi militant Osama bin Laden as a prime suspect in Tuesday's terror attacks. Bin Laden is believed to be in Afghanistan. Perry Smith is a retired Air Force Major General. He says if the Bush administration were to decide to go into Afghanistan to capture or kill Osama bin Laden, it would be a long-term, complex operation.
First of all, you don't do it next week. It'll take you a while to put it together. The second thing is it's probably going to require a coalition of partners to come together because we're going to need support from places like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and others. The third thing, it'll have to be multidimensional from the point of view of military services. We'll have to certainly include some bombing, some cruise missiles, almost for sure some special forces and other troops that will have to go in on the ground in a coordinated kind of a way. So putting that all together and getting them in theater and putting it into action and hopefully getting some surprise will take some time. And so the earliest I would think we'd see anything happen would be a few weeks from now.
So you're envisioning what, a bombing campaign and then infantry going in to Afghanistan?
It's hard to say, but my feeling would be a bombing campaign probably fairly shortly followed by some kind of a special operations move by the Special Operations Command, who are very proficient at that, and supported by a continuous air campaign and bombing campaign as they go through that, then extracting the forces, taking a look at how well they've done, and then probably having to do it again a number of times.
Yesterday at the NATO meeting in Brussels, there were some cautions, a great deal of support for the United States and the Bush administration, but some cautions. Norway was warning against irrational revenge, and France said if an act of retaliation leads to a new destabilization, you haven't won anything at all. What's your concern there?
Well, I'm not all that concerned because we have very mature leadership in Washington, and I think it's unlikely that the Rumsfelds and the Colin Powells and the Dick Cheneys are going to do something willy-nilly without thinking through the longer-term implications of that. It's not a bad idea to remind ourselves that we can't let our anger get out of control. We should have outrage, but it should be controlled outrage, focused outrage, and careful consideration of long-term implications. Having been at Pearl Harbor as a small child and study that period, what we need to do really is put together a very sophisticated new strategy, as we did against Japan, that will not only win the war, but also win the peace. We have to end up on the backside of this effort with a much safer world.
Now, Colin Powell, Secretary of State Colin Powell, is mentioning that perhaps there would be attacks if information leads to training camps, that sort of thing, before there is a specific identification of the perpetrator in the Tuesday terror attacks on the U.S.
Yeah, I think that's fair. This is such a terrible event that if we have some terrorists that we've targeted, and we're not absolutely sure they're the ones that pulled the trigger on this, I don't think it would be unreasonable to go ahead and go after those folks because they have a track record that is very unhappy. So if we go after and kill some terrorists or capture some terrorists that were not specifically involved in that, I think the world would forgive us for that.
Donald Rumsfeld, the Defense Secretary, says, as you know, there is now a 21st century battlefield and a different kind of conflict. And there's been concern in the Bush administration that the spending for the military has been pared back in recent years. What sort of shape is the military in to conduct this new sort of campaign?
The military is not in very good shape, largely because it's been asked to do so many things with such a tight budget. So it is nowhere near as powerful and as well-trained or as well-equipped force as we had in 1991. On the other hand, the forces that we do have are still pretty darn good, and we have developed better tactics than we've had in recent times. So a campaign like this is clearly within our capability, but one more time we're going to stretch ourselves, and I'm really worried about the underfunding and under-support of the military over the last 10 years.
General Smith, thank you for your time.
You're quite welcome.
Barry Smith is a retired Air Force Major General.